There is life on the planet Mars. New York Times, December 9, 1906. This New York Times headline was no joke. In the early 1900s, many Americans actually believed we had discovered intelligent life on Mars, as our author details in this truly bizarre tale of a nation swept up in Mars mania. At the center of this historical drama is Percival Lowell, the Boston Brahmin and Harvard scion, who observed canals etched into the surface of Mars. Lowell devised a grand theory that the red planet was home to a utopian society. The public fell in love with the ambitious amateur astronomer who shared his findings in speeches and wildly popular books. Today, the red planet maintains its grip on the public's imagination. Many see Mars as civilization's destiny, the first step toward our becoming an interplanetary species. But as our author demonstrates, this tendency to project our hopes onto the world next door is hardly new. This book is a scintillating and necessary reminder that while we look to Mars for answers, what we often find are mirrors of ourselves. This is Carol McPherson. Please join me for David Baron's The Martians, the true story of an alien craze that captured turn-of-the-century America.